Hey, this is Lisa with Inspired to Thrive. Today's Inspired to Thrive podcast is all about pinning on Pinterest, how you can boost your traffic by pinning strategically and organically. Yes, it is true. I've been noticing my stats have really gone up over the past few months, and Pinterest is the number two social network after Twitter for driving traffic back to my blog. The reason, if you haven't noticed, is that Pinterest pins can last much longer than any other posting on social media. You heard that correct. They last longer than any of the social media networks. A pin on Pinterest can last up to 4 months organically. Now, if you want to try that on other social media sites, you will find out that they don't last as long. Take, for instance, Facebook. A Facebook post organically only has a lasting effect for 3 to 4 hours. And if you talk about a page, it's even less than that. Twitter, a post, they're called posts now, I should say Twitter X platform. The posts there only last an average of 18 minutes, unless, of course, something goes viral. So you only have 18 minutes to get them. So if you did, if you do the math on that to find out one tweet a day versus one pin a day, so if there's 1440 minutes per day, divide by 18, that's 80 times a day or 3.3 tweets an hour. So that's what you would have to do, and that does not count any retweets or in going back and forth replies on Twitter. But you can also easily tweet a Pinterest pin to gain extra along the way for your pin if you wanted to. And if you wanted to compare Pinterest to Instagram, Instagram posts can last up to 2 days. So they have a little bit more length compared to Facebook and Twitter. And if you want to compare to YouTube videos, you can still get views about up to 3 weeks worth of views, unless something goes viral, of course. So again, Pinterest lasting at least 4 months beats out all the top social networks. And if you want to compare them to Snapchat and TikTok, where the younger audience resides, those start to decay almost immediately unless they go viral. So if you wanted to compare Pinterest to that, you would see the value of having Pinterest. So how does this happen? Well, it's the algorithm. You can arrange your pin boards to show off an old pin as your cover to get more repins. And when you create new pins and new visitors come to your pin board, they can find old ones quick and easy. So it's very different than trying to scroll through a Twitter feed or a Facebook feed looking for old posts. Pinterest makes it a lot easier. So the only thing that really lasts longer than a pin is a blog post. So if you haven't started to use Pinterest, that's the reason I highly recommend it, because the posts there last longer than any other of the social media networks. As with any other social media networks, be careful not to overpin or pin them all at once. You can schedule them out now on Pinterest. That's what I always do early morning, creating new blog posts, updating old blog posts, and I come up with new creatives. So I have to come up with some pins. And I will schedule the pin out. So if you go to hit schedule pin, it'll ask you for the next day. You can still put in the same day, like today's November 3rd. I could put in November 3rd. And then you change the time to schedule out further in the day. I like doing either noontime or 7 p.m. and on. Those are kind of the prime time for Pinterest users. And those seem to work the best. You can use other tools. I used to use Tailwind years ago. I believe the Buffer and Missing Letter also offer scheduling of Pinterest pins. So there's many ways that you can do that. So what kind of pins last longer? There's a variety of pins now compared to years ago. There was just a standard pin. That was kind of it. One size fit all. No longer. Today you got rich pins. They contain extra information attached to a pin. They display your metadata from mocked up pages on your website. You do have to apply for them on Pinterest, which I did. If I can do it, you can do it. It's pretty simple. So The metadata will turn into a rich pin when a user saves it. They can be product pins, recipe pins, article pins, or app pins. So I usually use the article pin format on all my pins that go back to the blog. Another format is video. As you know, video is hot everywhere on all networks. Everything's video, video. On Pinterest, you have anywhere from 3 to 15 seconds to do video. So if you have a YouTube short or a Meta reel, you can turn those around into a video pin. So you may want to think about using, you know, repurposing some of your other video content right onto Pinterest. I do that often as well. So the video pins, they're designed to maximize viewer engagement. People can, you know, comment on your pins. You can have conversation through your pins. So that's something to keep in mind as well. Now, if you have products on your site, you can do the product pins. And the product pins are different from buyable pins. Product pins make product information easily accessible, but they do not allow users directly purchase from them. So the product pin is a little bit different than the buyable pin. So you want a buyable pin if you want to have purchases made immediately. And again, the article pins that I use, they show the page with the original content that tells a story. They include the headline, the author, and a story description. So those are perfect for bloggers to use. Recipe pins is you can show a recipe without having to leave Pinterest. So it includes the title, ingredients, cooking time, serving information, ratings. That's for food. However, you could get more creative with a recipe pin and create different recipes, a recipe for creating content, a recipe for doing something related to your niche. So you can really get creative on Pinterest as well. So the rich pins display more information about your product. It makes your pin stand out and more appealing to others on the plan. And pin descriptions. You must fill out your pin descriptions. That's very important. It's like the SEO for Pinterest. So maybe you want to do a little keyword research and see what people are searching for on Pinterest. What are the most popular ones? And those are the ones you want to make sure are in your description. You have up to 500 characters for each pin description. You can also boost your pins with ads. And it's very simple, sort of like boosting a Facebook post, you can do boosts on Twitter, and it's very similar. They're quite easy. I've done a few in the past. You can start as little as $10, and you'll be able to see everything in your analytics, how many people clicked on it, how many people went to your site, and of course, if you got your Google Analytics, the G4 set up correctly, you're able to track where your traffic is coming from, and that would also help you. So if you haven't used Pinterest in years, I highly recommend you try it out again for your blog or website and pin, you know, one a day, Monday through Friday, maybe Tuesday through Saturday. I always like to put Saturday in there because Saturday is a very high day for people pinning, especially during the winter months. So I would recommend that you give that a try, mix it up with the carousel posts, with some video posts, and check out your stats after a month or two and see how much they've grown. I think you'll be happy to see the results you will get from using Pinterest strategically. If you have any questions, please let me know. I would love to hear from you. Thank you for listening and have a great day.